That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Brian Husky, Craig Rowan in the house with Brett Morris. Oh man, that's a good song. Humans, welcome to Improv for Humans, as I just pointed out. That is the name of the show. Guys, welcome. We're in the middle of a very hot summer. I like the heat.
Oh, shut up.
I don't.
Don't even try to turn on it. I put a good spin on this. You like the heat?
Dude, I like the
after
little
a
warming.
Whole year of fucking rain.
Yeah.
I'm drying off.
After 5 years of no rain? Come on. Balance, baby. A balance.
Just so my listeners know, Brian is in a swimsuit and with fins on pool. His hands. Brian, do you want to share any stories from your vacation? Because when you travel, you get new experiences, I've always found.
That's true.
You found that?
I did. Wow, that's so funny you bring that up, Matt Besser. I went down south to South Carolina way with my girlfriend to visit her family. And I would go into different places, and I overheard at a bar talk about Hunter Biden. So I was like, okay, I know where I am. This is what's going on. And there are a lot of Trump stickers and flags and stuff. But I had a one-on-one critical race theory debate wow. with a guy who up to that point had been great. Like, we've been talking about music. He played bass. I play bass. We've been talking about like all this kind of stuff. He was talking about like the importance of creativity and everything. I was like, I like this guy. And then we got into it.
Why didn't you stick to bass, dude?
I didn't. He was the one who like his wife is a teacher, and he was like, oh yeah, everything's good with her being a teacher, except for when they come around telling us that we should feel guilty about what happened. Like 200 years ago.
I can't prove it, but I believe somehow that those beliefs affect your bass playing. Like his bass playing is a little
less
bit worse.
Funky.
He was really into Primus, so that does sort of track. That was his main jam. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do like
Primus too.
I don't know. There's a lot of Yahoos like Primus guys. So you gotta weed them out.
That's very true.
Let's see that Venn diagram. Send me the chart. Brian, let me ask you: did this guy know where you were from?
I'm from North Carolina, so I think
he meant Los Angeles.
Yeah, he did.
So he almost must know he's picking a fight, because we all can make certain assumptions, all of us humans, no matter where you're at on the U.S. map.
Yeah.
I was telling Brian before the show, when I'm in Arkansas, I keep my opinions to myself, frankly, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But you were brave, I'd say, in engaging him.
I for sure paced it. Like, I let him talk for a while, and then I introduced that my mom was a teacher, and yeah, I talked about my daughter and stuff. And then I kind of was like, well,
you set the table first.
I set the table a little bit. And his whole thing was like, I don't need, you know, critical race theory telling me that I'm guilty of things that never
like
happened.
He's in school.
Yeah. And that was the thing. He went so far as to cite a teacher he has, like, and who set me straight was Mr. you know, Reynolds, who at one point said that, and this is a proven fact, blacks were treated more like slaves. The traditional slave like abuses that you hear about, that's what happened in the Northeast, not in the South. In the South, they were taken care of. They were given education. They were given homes. And that's what I was like, no, I don't think that's entirely true.
That's when you got to walk away.
Well, that's when my girlfriend got heat stroke and we left. She walked up and was like, I feel terrible. Let's go. And we just left. But yeah, it was weird. It was like totally. And I was kind of in it to not to, to win it, but just to not swallow my position.
Sure. Sure.
But
are we standing in a bar? What
insane. No, we were at like we were doing a low country boil. So we're on somebody's patio. And we had broken shrimp and sausage together. So
was this somebody that you knew beyond the bar? Like you had a connective tissue of a friend, or
it was like it was my girlfriend's cousin's husband.
Oh, and can't just be like bite, like
yeah.
Hey Brian, I want you to meet my friend Craig. He plays bass too.
Oh wow, hey, how's it going, Craig? What kind of bass?
Ye old four string.
Oh yeah,
I got a. Yeah, fucking Les Claypool in this house. You like stuff?
That's your jam? Yeah, you like him?
Oh, my God.
You guys have a Primus connection here.
Oh, yeah. I think you misheard. I like Pixies, and you were like Primus, and I corrected you a few times, but no.
I thought you saw them when he was out with Trey on that tour with those two.
Yeah, maybe. He's a great bass player.
Anyway, you guys both play a bass. I'll go get you guys. What do you want to drink? What you drinking, Brian?
Oh, I'll take one of those White Claws, please.
Okay.
Hard seltzer. I'll have a bass beer because it's spelled the same as bass.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're an enthusiast. Awesome.
That comes into like every part of my life. It sort of defines me. That's cool. Like bass.
All right, I'll be right back. I guess White Claw is not an instrument.
No, but when Les plays that bass, sometimes it sounds like he's jamming with a claw because he just pops it. It's like boing, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So did you grow up around here?
Oh, these parts? Oh, yeah. Big time, entrenched. This is my place.
Yeah, that's cool.
A lot of family history here.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Do you ever get out to other parts of the country or are you just...
No. Everybody, the aliens left this place untouched.
Oh.
They sort of infiltrated. I had a second grade teacher, Mr. Reynolds, and this is the fact that he taught me.
Okay. He gave you one fact.
Yeah. He was sort of sick the rest of the school year.
Yeah. How old were you when you learned about the aliens?
Second grade. So.
Okay. So pretty formative and like easily influenced. Period.
Yeah. I don't know what formative means, but it means a lot to me what he told me, and I believe it to be true. And I guess, where are you from?
Oh, I'm originally from North Carolina.
But you've been to other
parts? I live in New York and Los Angeles.
And here's your hard seltzer, and here's your bass beer.
Good.
My friends. Man, so you guys are still talking about the bass, I assume?
No, we've transitioned over to the presence of aliens in this
region. No.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
You guys just stuck on bass.
He just happened to mention it. I couldn't.
Well, get back to, do you ever play in New York at all? Play music in New York at all?
I'm gonna live there now, but I used to play a little bit.
So you took the subway like between gigs and stuff?
I wasn't gigging. It was just playing with friends and stuff.
Well, when did they inject you with estrogen?
Wait, who are they?
When did the aliens inject you with estrogen? Right,
hey,
when you
Craig,
get on the subway?
Craig, buddy, you guys both play the four string. You guys both hate picks.
Yeah.
Oh, God, fuck a pick.
And I will say that. Both hate frets.
It's kind of a big jump to go from riding the subway to being injected with estrogen.
Yeah, like, there's so many things we could talk about on the bass. Tuning a bass, it's much easier than a guitar.
Two strings less.
Yeah.
trying to hit that brown note. You know, you guys know about the brown note?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about it a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they, you if you hit that really low tone, you poop.
Yeah. Which actually is the same tone that they tracked in Area 51 during the early days of tracking aliens. Brian, did you know about that?
Brian, what are you doing?
Well, I have a question about that because
we got off of it.
Huh?
But no, because when you say they tracked aliens, who are they? Because
well, are the other aliens. Don't you know
right?
This?
Yes. This, don't yes, you know this? Is what that's what I'm saying. It's like, why? That's what I've never understood.
Wait. You guys have two things in common?
Listen, Matt, I am just trying to get out of here without a fight, okay?
Oh, I see.
Literally,
this point, I've established myself.
In this area, I've established myself as a racist, as I believe in aliens, a huge misogynist, and that I believe diabetes is a lie, okay? So I'm just trying to get out and get on the plane without a fight.
Let us catch up.
Craig, what about your summer? Do you have anything to report to anyone?
I'm trying to think of what I need to report to anybody. It's just hot. It's just hot.
Uh-huh. How do you like to relieve yourself of heat besides an AC?
I like to, I'll say this. I'm just going to bring it to, this isn't about relieving it, but I've been noticing that it's harder for me to, like my armpits sweat, as I believe most people's do. And but I feel like I'll take a shower to cool down. And this, I'm soaping these things up, but that smell can still linger. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on there, guys?
I think it's
you don't have one of those.
Am I telling an audience this? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the bigger question.
Baked into your skin. It's sort of like if you put a glaze on clay, it gets baked into the actual. So that smell is not going to go away, and it's going to accumulate over summers.
Ugh. So I'm just going to become like, by the time I reach like 60, it's just going to be like, even if I'm in like deep freeze, like winter, it's still going to be popping out.
Yeah, you're going to smell like a 1972s like Woodstock holdover, like just a dude who does not believe. Oh, one of those guys uses those deodorant rocks. That's what you're going to smell like.
I have a friend who swears by that. That's such bullshit. You're not using some natural deodorant, are you?
Oh, I guess. I mean, I'm not using the kind that has like aluminum that goes into your, you know, I guess those are the ones that are really bad for you. So it's sort of natural. But I have one friend who I believe is very sweaty, who swears by the Crystal deodorant, which is like.
Oh, come on.
No.
Just Crystal rubbing deodorant. A rock. Yeah, like or whatever. Like a rock. What is that?
Yeah, there's nothing annoying about it. What you need is kerosene swabs. Those guys will burn away the smell.
I don't know if I had a friend who believed in crystal deodorant, if I could trust that friend on anything else. Right?
Well,
what if they
believe it and it's working?
I don't believe it's working.
Yes. Do you believe it's working with your friend?
Well, this is somebody that I believe some of us know. I'm not going to name drop him here, but very trustworthy. I also.
Sweaty Tom.
Sweaty Tom. Why would he lie about this? It's like, it's an issue for him.
Yeah.
And he's looking for something like whatever the thing is that will stop it. And he claims it works. It's not like he's. You know, completely deluded himself.
Interesting.
Do we have any information?
Let's look something up.
It's got 27,000 ratings. Oh,
you can always trust Amazon for the information you need about a product.
Non-sticky.
Wait a minute. What are you doing here, Brett? What even is this?
It's crystal mineral deodorant stick. Unscented.
Good. Is this something I didn't know about?
Here's the clue at the very end.
I thought you literally were putting a rock up to you. Is this isn't a rock, is it?
He probably means this stuff, to be fair. Maybe. Right?
I don't know. I don't know if this is what he means, but
did you guys notice in the product description, the very last thing said good vibes only?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So that's an important.
It's supposed to be hard.
Yeah, they posted that this came as hard as a rock. It's supposed to be hard as a rock. You're supposed to either put it on after you take a shower, rub it on, or run it underwater so it can get wet and put it under your arm. It lasts a whole year. A whole year. The one that you have lasts a year. You're an idiot. Read the directions. Why do people post videos when they do not read the directions on how to use something? You're an idiot.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow. She's coming out hard.
I've been using this since I was 15 years old. I'm 55. Knowing that for over 40 years. And you don't know that?
Buying
it and reading directions.
Stop pointing at us with it.
I just don't understand what's wrong with people today.
I agree. Read the directions.
I hope she gets into some political stuff.
I love her.
Wow.
1 second away.
I just like it. It's like, what's wrong with you? And she's leaving a comment on Amazon to somebody that will never see it. Like, there's no way that there's another person.
Hi, welcome to Marshall's customer service. Can I help you?
I bought this underwear, and it's got the kind of elastic band, and it was
they all have elastic bands.
Well, no, there's one that's just a cotton. It's got a cotton cover on it. That's what this one.
They're all made of cotton or something like cotton.
Okay, let me just finish. So
let's start over.
Okay.
You're an idiot. That's how underwear works.
Okay. That's not starting over. That's escalating this to the point where...
It did start over. That's not how our conversation started
the first time. That's how customer service goes. The first thing you say to us is
we've been directed to make customer service faster. We have to be more direct.
Oh, so being more direct is just stopping the conversation and making people feel like shit, like fools.
Oh, okay. You start this time. We'll start over for a third time. You don't know how underwear works. Go ahead, start.
Okay, no, you're not letting me start. You're sneaking in a little comment. I'm either hearing your thoughts out loud or you're sneaking in a comment. So you need to just be quiet for a second. All right, how about that?
Okay, start.
Okay, hi. I bought this product that was, it says right here on the package, cotton ribbed elastic band. Okay, that's the kind I get. That's the one that's covered. This one, and there's a hole in the side of the package which I didn't notice. Someone switched them out. All right, so I got the wrong product. Am I the idiot, or are you the idiot for selling a product that people can easily switch in the store?
Okay, I said we were starting over. You had this whole thing in your thing about am I the idiot? Are you the idiot? That implied knowledge from one of our previous conversations.
No, that's what my internal dialogue about you is in dealing with this. Okay. Do you have a manager? Do you have a manager I can speak to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why don't you get
Henry,
that manager?
Another one.
Oh, great.
Hi, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Why are you an idiot?
Okay.
He doesn't know how underwear works.
I've been shopping for underwear at Marshall's since I was a child. My family, there's a tradition to come here.
You should leave the store.
I should leave the store? I'm a valued customer for over 40 years, and you're asking me to leave the store?
Who's called you a valued customer? Because I've never called you a valid customer.
I didn't do it.
Has anybody who's worked here called you that?
I just called him an idiot.
You're a customer 40 years, but continue.
Okay. I'm within my rights of your statement here on the receipt. Within 30 days, I can exchange this or return it. So what I'd like to do... Can I finish?
Can I? Yeah, sure.
I need you to put your hand down because you're holding it up right in front of my face. Put it down.
I will listen, but I will not see you while you talk.
You're holding your finger up like you're having me to be quiet. No.
Yes.
No. Okay.
I'm
going to hold mine up. I'm holding mine.
I'll do it for both of you.
So now none of us can see each other's faces. All right. Let's start. I would like my money back for the product that I purchased that is...
You've already ripped into this.
No, I did not.
There's a hole in this where you've ripped into it.
It doesn't jostle this. And then let me ask you this. Did you, while you...
I'm sorry, I don't know who's talking because I can't see your faces.
All right. I'm
totally lost.
If my hand is vibrating, that means I'm talking. So this is me talking right now.
Okay. And then when I'm listening, I snap. Okay? So go ahead.
Now, how long did you wear this? Did you wear these underwear for part of a day?
No, no, I did not. I pulled them out and I
put these on.
No, I pulled them out and I saw that.
So how do you know that there's an issue?
Because I have eyes. And because I can see that this is...
You can't see now.
You can't see anything.
Sorry. Stop snapping.
How can you see it? You can't see it. My hand's in your face.
No, Okay, now I'm going to hold up the package. I'm holding a pair of underwear in front of each of your faces.
I believe
you can't see this?
I can't see it.
Okay, on the count of three, let's all put our hands down. One, two, three.
Sorry, Gerald had to leave. His shift was over.
Oh my God. Oh, wait. Did you guys switch in the middle of that?
We did. Yes,
Amber. But Henry had to leave.
But their hands were still there. How did you guys have their hands?
We just had a shift change. Can we help you?
Henry had to leave.
Hopefully. The gentlemen I was dealing with were very abusive and disrespectful.
They can be a little bit aggressive. They are a little bit
aggressive. We're here to help. Is there anything you need?
Yes. I just like to return this underwear. It's not the kind that I...
Do you not know how it works?
No. I know
you
how
just to, put your legs in it.
I understand that, but I have an allergy.
Are you an idiot?
Okay, all right. This is what started the thing before. Everyone, hold up your hands. Let's do this. Hold up your hands in front of each other's faces.
Okay, here we are.
We just have to know if you're an idiot first. It's just a little box we have to check.
Okay, can I ask you guys a question? Are you respectively two shitheads? Are you two shitheads?
Respectfully, what? No.
No.
That's respectfully, I don't find that respectful at all.
No. Respectively.
Respectfully?
No. 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 No.
Okay.
I see you sneaking away. Come back.
Well, my shift's over.
Well, who's going to take it? I can see you, right? I can see you in the back room. Come out here. Someone come out here.
So he tries to follow them into the back room.
Oh, my God.
And it's like all these old overcoats, and he moves through these racks that get denser and denser, and they become like these kind of shitty fake fur coats. And he hears voices, so he keeps following the voices, and it gets even more denser, like they're really packed together, but he keeps pushing, and then they become
like a hoarder's house.
Pine trees.
What?
And it's getting colder, and it's snowing.
It's chilly. Okay, hold. Wait, why is it snowing back here? Hello? Hello? I think that was a growl. Hello, is anyone there?
Who goes there?
Oh my God.
Goes there?
Hi, I'm Paul Luzak. I'm trying to return a pair of underwear that has elastic, which I'm allergic to.
Paul Luzak?
Yes.
You have entered my realm, Marshall.
Are you Marshall?
I am Marshall.
Listen, my family has been shopping for underwear at your establishment, your chain, since I was a young man. And
I value that.
I knew you did. They said that I wasn't valued, but I knew that Marshall's valued me.
Anyone who shopped with me for over 20 years is a valued customer.
Thank you.
Sire. He got past the guard somehow. We've been told he's an idiot, so be careful. No,
wait. Malaki? This... Paul Luzak is a valued customer, and I'd like to know what his issue is.
Thank you so much. Okay. I have an allergy to elastic, which is the typical, you know, waistband, I guess, part of underwear. And traditionally...
Stop right there.
What?
Your body is an idiot.
Oh.
If your body is allergic to elastic, it's a dumb idiot.
I told you, sire.
Yes, sorry, Malaki. I apologize for shutting you down. I thought Paul Luzak was a valued customer, but in his mind and body, he's a total moron idiot.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, speaking of mythology, my daughter's birthday just came up, and when it's so great, I think when you have a kid and she's into something the way like I'm into the Razorbacks, as you can see behind me, my wall is just peppered in Razorbacks. So it's like, if you're in doubt, get me something Razorback, get me a Razorback lamp, some Razorback slippers. And that's Baby Yoda for Sydney. But here's the thing. She loves Baby Yoda. She's like, when we're like, what do you want? She's like, anything with Baby. She literally just like anything with Baby Yoda. And she did get slippers, and she was fucking, and she got a, like a little diary with Baby Yoda. She got really simple things, but it had Yoda on it. And she's just like, oh my God. But here's the thing, guys. She doesn't watch the show. She's only watched season one. We started season two. Wasn't interested.
Really?
It's less Baby Yoda, for sure.
It's just Baby Yoda.
Well, Baby Yoda gets a name. Grogu.
Oh, she knows that. She'll correct you on that.
Was it, but when the show was on the first season and she was watching, when the scenes with Grogu or Baby Yoda popped up, was she like super into those scenes? Or is it the idea that it's popular? That it's like a fad?
She thinks it's totally cute is the answer she'd give you. Mm-hmm. And she did like those scenes more and the other scenes less. And when I say to her, because she went to camp and I was like, with all her fucking Grogu shit. And I was like, Sydney, there's going to be other Grogu fans there who bring up stuff from season two and three. And you're going to be like, I'm a Grogu fan. And they're going to go bring up something and you're not going to know about it. And she's like, I do. I know all about it. And she says it's from, she just watches the clips. So in her mind, she's just watched clips from season two and three of just the Grogu scenes.
That's funny. I mean, that's defensive. I mean, she could say like, listen, the other storylines, I have no
boring.
Interest.
I like Grogu eating frogs, Grogu. Which is basically all his storyline is.
Yeah. Is it possible that they haven't done a Grogu spinoff? Like,
no, unless there's a cartoon.
There's got to be a cartoon.
That seems like low hanging fruit, like that they spin off everything now. That's crazy.
Gentlemen, I'm so glad you made some time for this meeting today. We're all excited about the rollout of this franchise, the Mission Impossible. I mean, MI7 has been a huge juggernaut. And, you know, we've got MI8 coming down the pike. But we did discover from some focus groups that there was a there's a minor background character that's getting a lot of heat. And we would like to sort of like maybe turn that into some product that we can roll out later. I'm just going to play the clip here. So it's when they're going through, doing a chase scene through, I believe it was Italy. I'm not really sure. I didn't watch the movie, but I got the clips. And right there, you see that little boy with he's got sort of like the ball cap pulled real low and the blonde hair. A lot of people are into that kid. They think he's so cute.
Roll the clip again.
Right here. You got to be real fast.
Really quick.
Really fast. I'm going to do it half speed.
Hello.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to do that. He's a background actor, right? But he snuck it in. And for some reason, audio, I mean, their reaction is like, God, that voice is so cute. They kept it in. And now
sounds
the hello.
Like he's saying hello to one of the cars in the chase scene.
Yeah, that little, look at him. He's like, he waves at him. He's so innocent. He doesn't know.
This is going to be a little bit, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because during the filming, I was in contact with everybody on set, and I talked to the AD about this specific day.
Mm.
And that kid, obviously, he wasn't supposed to say anything, and he did, and it made it in the film. But he was fired from set.
Right.
And we didn't know until later on that, totally unrelated, he was really sick.
Mm. Oh.
And he passed away.
What? Uh-uh. We got to find his body. We got to find that kid. We got to find this kid. We can merchandise the crap out of this kid.
Do we really need his dead body? Can we just take that image?
Yeah, is there any other way?
What are we going to do with this dead body?
Okay. There's a little movie called
Weekend at Bernie's. We cut to a month later in the back lot of one of the studios way late at night. A black SUV pulls in. They open up the back. Some big guys, and it reveals the dead body of the boy that's been transported all the way to the United States.
Do you guys know what we're doing with this thing? This feels really wrong.
One of the studio execs said he needed the dead body of some Italian boy that we dug up.
Yeah, they need the body because they apparently this kid did something cute and they want to turn it into a thing. You know what they do.
Yeah, they usually use like AI and shit, don't they, these days? And CGI.
I think these guys are purists. I don't know. I guess they're trying to go for the real thing.
Practical,
you know.
I mean, let's be 1980s effects. That to me is that's the golden age of effects. So I do agree on that.
Yeah. Well, my shift's over, so I was just supposed to drop this body off. Are you guys still on?
All right. Well, yeah. I guess Lou, you and I are gonna go on this green screen. We got to put on these green screen suits, and they just want us to hold the kid up and kind of move him around, and they're gonna capture some footage around that, and then they'll have that to kind of use.
We cut to after that's all been done, and the executive who wanted the body, he's been in the editor's room behind the glass the whole time. So what do you think?
Now, I don't know much about rigor mortis. Well, no. Problem is the kid seems really stiff.
Well,
like they're
dead.
Trying to move him around. Yeah. Is there any way to loosen him up a little bit?
Well, that's why we were saying CGI, maybe AI, and just getting one image of him, even from that movie. The movie was enough. Can I tell you that a lot of staff are getting a little uncomfortable with this?
Oh, really? So this staff would rather have fake images that have been generated than having an actual
person. They just don't know if this has been cleared with the family.
The family has been compensated. They're very happy. They're very happy.
A lot of people didn't get into this business to puppet around a dead body of a boy, and that they just don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Maybe you need to get out.
I need to get
on the green screen and puppet the dead little boy if you want to do any more scanning.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Is this a line in the sand from you? Have the unions been getting to you guys and saying that this is where we draw the line?
This is going
to
come up. This is going to come
Mr.
up.
Husky? Mr.
Yeah.
Husky?
come on. Give me a break. You're hurting this industry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've been looking at X today at all.
Oh, but, yeah. Love X. I love the new direction it's going.
Yeah. But and I don't know how this happened. It might have been an angry worker, but somebody leaked some of this footage of this boy.
Oh, Jesus.
But people are eating it up.
Oh.
This is huge on X.
Okay.
This is gigantic on X. So whatever you're doing, we need to get this out as soon as possible because people are eating this up.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. You hear that? You hear that, little editor man? What's going on here? My insights are always, that's why I get $90 million a year over my salary every year. I'm not saying I'm Zaslav,
over your
but
salary.
I make that much money. Yeah. Bonus. It's called a fucking bonus, baby. It's called a bonus, baby.
Okay. Don't use the dead kid's arm to point at me.
Sorry. Just get.
I'm just saying. I think you've gotten enough of the scan. Obviously, the footage is already out there, and it's a success. So,
do we have the kid doing
a day?
Do we have the kid doing a somersault? Do we have him doing cartwheels?
So we cut to a montage of him doing all the executive taking through all this shit, and then it's the next day they've scanned it, and now the dead kid is still in the exec's office the next morning when the day starts. And here's your coffee. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry. Janet, could you get some like lavender spray or something? I don't know what's going on, but
That's the dead boy body. That's the dead boy.
That's the hello boy. Remember? He's the hello boy. The Italian
Mr. Husky?
Hello boy. Yeah.
Mr. Husky, sorry to bother you so early. Have you seen X today? Have you been on X?
No, I usually I wait for lunch. I usually X at lunch.
It looks like, I don't know how to say this because I know how excited you were about the boy was blowing up yesterday on X. But
hey, can we agree he's the hello boy? We have a lot of boys that we work with. So
I guess the hello boy, when he was dead, said some defamatory comments, some racist stuff, and people are really upset. People Wait. Are really upset online.
I'm sorry. People on X are upset about a racist
comment?
No.
Sorry. People on X don't care. People on Threads are upset.
This is on Blue Sky, maybe?
Yes. Okay. But people on X are psyched.
Yes.
Because that, on Threads, that's blowing up. I'm sorry. I buried the lead has been buried.
Yeah.
The dead boy has said defamatory things, and it's a problem.
Okay.
It's against our core values.
Our core values also don't hold the past mistakes to the present star. You know, everyone makes mistakes when they're alive.
No, he said this when he was dead somehow. I don't
know. Well, hold on. This. Wait, he said this.
Yes.
On was it when he was on Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah,
that interview?
It was Mario Lopez. It was
and
on a commercial.
Jesus.
On this episode of The Walking Dead. So I watched the last Walking Dead, the very, very last official Walking Dead of the Walking Dead series. And then I watched the Dead City offshoot of
Dead City Blues.
Yes. And I'm a long time Walking Dead fan.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys?
I got into it and then I got to a point where
I watched like two or three seasons.
Late last year into this year, I started from episode one, having never actually seen it before. And I got way into it.
Good.
And I'm literally on the last season still, but I kind of. In the last season or two, it started to get a little too samey and weird.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
What caused the zombies?
They never tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
So why not? Can't we? That's what. I'm a sucker. I keep hanging on. But are we never?
That's all I want.
Can't we have a fucking season where we figure that out?
Or
weren't they trying to get to like a CDC center that had some cure? Wasn't it always like a dangle?
That was early on. That was a great one. But the guy who was the lone holdout, like scientist who had the degrees and the equipment to study it, he was still studying it and basically just came to the conclusion that humanity is fucked and he killed himself. But before he explained really what was going on.
What a quitter.
Yeah.
I would, and I think that episode or around that episode, there's a bunch of dead soldiers or something, and it made you think like the military were somehow involved or knew more. But we left that behind in that season. You never get that again. Did they? And that's so frustrating yeah. to me.
And they I mean, would there be anything like satisfying after however 11 seasons or whatever that would change the way that you looked at the show?
Yes. Well, right now, all it is coming. It's not even about the zombies anymore. It's about bad societies of evil people who are bad guys forming evil little societies and the good societies defeating them. And that's fun for a couple of seasons. I actually like that. But they do it. Dead City is that. Once again, Manhattan now is the is that city.
That's the evil city? And it's,
what's that?
That's the bad city?
Yeah, that's where the bad guy has made, and he uses Madison Square Gardens. That's pretty much the only location we see in the
James
show.
James Dolan.
What's that?
Is it James Dolan?
Yes, it's James Dolan. People are still mad at him about the Knicks roster, not the zombies.
I hope they play basketball in there.
But if you were the showrunner or show creator, or I haven't read the comic books, I don't know if the answer is there. But didn't that give you an opportunity at some point to play with that and decide what started it? And if it's, I don't know. I really want to know.
Okay, guys, we are coming up in the end of the run. It's been really good. I think we've done some really important television for everybody. And
hey, we made this fucking network.
Yeah, we sure did.
You got that right.
You got that right, guys.
Got that right.
I've been looking at the you know, Reddit, the fan sites and stuff, and everybody kind of wants to know, you know, what turned everybody into these blood-sucking monsters, you know?
Yeah, I gotta say, representing the Grips, we've always kind of wanted to know too.
Well, okay, this is a writer's room.
The costume department has always wanted to know.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I know I'm just craft services. I'm just craft services, but I was wondering, like, could it be like a really yummy sandwich made by craft services that turned them all into blood sucking monsters, or?
I normally a writer's room is just the writers, but I'm glad you guys wandered in. I'm sure you're interested in what, because you are part of this. You're all.
We heard
part
you
of
were toasting
effort.
The finale to the whole crew, not just the writer's room.
Yeah, I guess so. We're just trying to
fucking
break a story.
Writers.
So okay, yeah, no bad ideas. No bad ideas. How about that? So we have. I'm gonna write this stuff down. We have a bad sandwich. What kind of sandwich?
I said a good sandwich made by craft services on a film shoot.
That sounds totally crazy. I could see as Grips. I think I could see an electrical storm. Something happening at the power plant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Something with electricity would that's what would turn you into a bunch of zombies.
You know what would actually do it? This is costumes. Some people have an allergy to elastic. So if they had an elastic underwear that may be causing an abrasion in that lip.
I'm sorry, are you an idiot? Can you just...
Oh my God, am I in a fucking Marshalls right now? What? Excuse me, I thought there were no bad ideas. Guys,
I'm script supervisor. I do the continuity. I was wondering.
I know you, Alex. You don't have to remind me.
Yeah, no, I'm just for the rest of the people. I was wondering, maybe it could be that somebody was smoking a cigarette and in 1 second it just got really short and people were so annoyed at that image that they started sucking people's blood.
Okay, so let me just track that. I want to try to shorten that. So someone is smoking a cigarette and people had a discomfort with how short the cigarette was.
No, it was long, and then somehow just weirdly like, it's short now. What? That's not how things work.
I could get it if there was a long ash and they weren't putting the ash into an ashtray. That bugs me. Uh-huh. Just that it gets short, a whole populace is going to turn into zombies. Because
okay, it's within like a split second that it gets short, and people's brains just can't compute that.
Okay, so well, I'm just going to write down accelerated OCD. Maybe that's what sort of led to it. Yes. You know, it could be that. It could be that. I know for me, I get really ticked off when someone parks in a parking spot and is over the line. So they're essentially taking two spaces.
Hey,
just
man,
enough.
That happened once the first season. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And they're marked. Okay, they're marked, Alex. So that's all I'm just saying. But that kind of thing.
You haven't given me a script since then.
Yeah, it's funny how Hollywood works, baby.
Wait a minute. In all these, it's been over a decade we've been running this show. You haven't had a script to supervise since
I'm still
then?
A staff writer. No, I'm not the. My twin is the script.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Got,
you sound sorry. Exactly like.
I really wish you guys were at the an equal level of talent. It's really the fact that you're twins and one of you is so much worse than the other is a real problem.
Wow, that sounds snobby.
And that's to you, Alex. You're the one in question. You're the bad one, just so you know.
We're both named Alex.
And that's another problem. A-L-I-X, A-L-E-X. Your parents, that was basically a fuck you to everybody. All right, I'm writing that on the board. Stupid names. How about that?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is your opinion?
So, humans, do we believe AI can write comedy movies? Craig?
No. I mean, I looked up, I saw a thread of somebody showing off one of these AI screenwriting software or something like this. And I think he worked for the company, this guy doing it.
Oof.
This isn't just comedy. I guess this is, I think the comedy is probably even worse than this, but it was showing how you could write basically like a treatment for a film.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was like fine, but the amount of prompts that the person had to give to like get it to a place that was like a story that structurally and interesting enough. It was like, you're just writing this. Like you're not, it's not like you can just be like, hey, write a movie in the style of blank and make it this many pages and make sure that this happens at the end. It's like, okay, you start there and they're like, okay, but in the first act, he has to meet her. It's like, you're just writing a movie and just using a thing. It's like, talking it out with someone.
You have a writing partner who's not paying attention, but generating a lot of ideas.
Yes, exactly. It's like,
maybe that would be their rationale for why it's okay though.
For why it's okay to use?
Yeah, because it's just a tool. It's not actually writing it.
But the danger is, the bad thing is like the more, it is in the using that it improves itself. And so the more they're like, yeah, just try it. Just mess around with it. It's just like it's going to double and double and double.
I still don't believe. I believe it could learn how to write an action movie for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The kind that even people enjoy.
Yeah. Or a Hallmark movie, like a holiday movie.
Yes. Yes. But comedy. Comedy? I could see him writing a bad comedy, and a lot of comedies out there seem like they're written by AI for sure. They're so rote.
It could do a comedy, but it would, even if it scanned, 100 years of comedic information and stuff, it's all going to be derivative.
And that's the problem with hack comedy movies is that's what they're doing. They're scanning previous things, not being original and just throwing the same shit at us, which was entertaining the first time. But then after you do it 100 times, you're like, we've seen that so many times. But isn't that what the AI comedy movies will be?
But essentially, like, if it's like AI making sense of airplane, because airplane, it's, you know, it's like, it's dad jokes, but it has this elevated dad joke because it's juxtaposed to that, to the uber seriousness of the, you know, the genre. Like if it starts to kind of understand those kind of things of like juxtaposition, I don't know, like tone, you know, even just sort of like understanding, like if you, here's the line, but you say it this way, it's got a different impact.
That's the other thing, Brian. I was watching a comedy movie, which I won't mention because we probably know people in it, but there was an actress who I did not know who just so clearly, isn't it funny when you see dramatic actors do comedic lines, is another way to put what I'm saying. And she did not know where the comedy in the lines were, and everyone around her did. And it stuck out so much. I'm like, how can she not do it? But I think a robot can do it. Really? I think she can't figure it out, but I think an AI voice could figure it out. Why do I believe that?
Don't you think it'll be like tested against human feedback so much though that it like can't fail at a certain level? Like
if it takes that much work, then why don't I pay an actor?
Well,
it'll do like a billion times a second kind of thing, yeah. You know, like it'll just know the human brain and the triggers of people's.
It'll give me 50
so
different
much.
Ways to read a line. It's like 48.
Yeah. 48 was gold. Well, is that if someone has like positions at Netflix that they're flounting while all this is going on, but, like $900,000 starting fee for an AI producer. Is that what they would be doing? It's like sort of taking what we have and like making sure it gets improved, you know? Or what is the AI producer like, oh yeah, I guess sit down with this guy and shuffle through all their garbage.
God damn. When you say that, I think of when we were on a project I was doing, there was a read where I wish Brett, we could adjust the audio to affect the read, and you almost could with pitch, right?
I think I already could do that.
You could make someone make a question with pitch, right?
I can already do that better than I could have back then. Like there are tools for that.
Do that to this whole episode.
Auto-tune to comedic.
Kind of, yeah. Like contouring, voice. It's called.
Everybody sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Wow. So, Brian, I don't want to be rude, but I think maybe Craig or I should handle the presentation, because anytime you are trying to sound sincere, I don't think you know how. This sounds rude.
No.
I was about to say you don't know how to sound sincere. I know that sounds weird, but it sounds like you don't know what it sounds like coming out of your face.
Well, give me. I'm very sincere about this project.
That sounded sincere. But when you're talking about the project itself,
okay, Well, let me try it. Okay, we're so excited about this project. We've been working on it for ever, and we think what we
should
have
see
is
your
great.
Face too.
What? What do you mean? I'm like passionate.
It sounds like you're like annoyed with us
being here.
I'm
yeah.
not. No. Okay,
dude, we've put a lot of time into this, and like
that's great. That's great. Let me try that. We've not time in this.
Okay, just let Craig or I do it. Like we all put in our
okay.
All
right,
equal time on the project. I think
I am excited about it. So if I happen to chime in, just roll with it. You know, just, I mean, how we work. We just
see like the way you're talking right now. If you talked like this, sure, that would be fine.
Yeah.
But whenever you talk about the project presentationally, it sounds like you fucking hate it. Like you're mocking it. And we put so much time.
We cut to right in the middle where Craig and Matt have been going back and forth and it's just fucking rolling. The executives are loving it. And that's why Xandel not only is powered by the sun,
but he's also powered by the moon. And that's the big reveal.
So let me just say right now, what Brian just said is true. It is powered by the moon, and that's the big reveal.
That's a big reveal that you guys have been waiting for. Like,
what the fuck?
So, if you want to give us
your... Are you sarcastic about the moon?
No. No.
I'm sorry. Could you explain? So, does the moon actually power this as well, or is it just the sun?
Guys, if I can handle this.
I'll answer that. I'll answer that.
We'll answer it together. We'll answer it together.
So the magic of Zandel is that, yes. During the day.
It's powered by the sun.
The moon is powered by the sun. It's powered by the moon.
Jesus fuck.
Brian.
Huh?
So what? Brian's just so excited about Zandel because this is incredibly revolutionary.
Yeah. During Zandel. We worked so hard to come up with that name, Zandel.
Why are and you even talking later, like he's at home with this girl.
Point. We did work.
Is at home with his girlfriend. Ethel just totally wrecked the pitch. And I so, when did it go wrong?
I think Craig fucked it up. He was like talking about how Zandel was ruled not only by the sun and the moon, and he waited so long to bring in the moon part. And I was like, oh my dude, I could see them. I saw them checking out, so I had to get in there. And then,
if only they had let you do the presentation all by yourself.
I know. Hey, sweetheart. Can we rehearse our wedding vows? It's coming up real fast.
I've been wanting to do this all week.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Okay. I've been working so hard on this.
Okay.
But it comes so easily.
Yeah. Okay, you start.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. I kept mine simple because, you know, you're the witty one.
Well, I'm trying to,
When I first met you, I knew you were someone that I could share my life with and trust in both sickness and in health, because we are one. Even here, it's upsetting me. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Okay, you go.
I already started. When I saw you
on your phone,
huh?
What are you scrolling on your phone?
It's on. This is what I wrote.
Oh, different apps.
It was cool. It was cool when like we saw each other, and let's get married.
That's it.
And I'm tearing up. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm tearing up.
You just pinched yourself.
I did. I did. I feel like I had an out of body experience. I wasn't even going off my script. I just started to like say what I was really feeling.
You don't know how to.
Huh?
You don't know how to say how you're really feeling. I've never wanted to say that. I hoped you'd change, but you don't know how. You don't know how to be sincere.
I know how to be sincere. I know how to be sincere. I know how to be sincere.
And we see this, all this we just saw is actually his life flashing in front of his eyes. He's on the pavement. He has a bullet wound through his stomach. And there's a crowd of strangers gathered around. Are you all right, sir?
I don't know. I've been shot in the stomach. It really hurts. It like really really
he's
hurts.
Doing some kind of performance art or something.
I think he's fine.
No. I'm dying. I'm dying.
All right. Whatever.
Don't walk. Don't walk away because I might die.
What the fuck is going on?
Brett, I want these guys to see the sun bear from China.
Pardon me?
I just saw this on CNN.
The Zandel bear?
Is this the one that people thought was a human?
Oh, wow. I didn't see this. Okay.
I think this is just an out-of-shape bear.
It is so funny, though.
I love they have to, like, protect themselves.
So humans in a zoo in China, I assume a major one since it's major news, There is a type of bear known as a sun bear, and we're about to watch footage of it, and people claim that it's a human in a bear costume, and it does kind of look like that. Okay, we can't see it yet, Brett.
Yeah, here we go.
If you know that.
Here we go.
The zoo in China is in the awkward position of having to defend one of its bears
What is this video? I'm going to get my cool
this video of a sun bear. It hit social media. People have been claiming that that's actually a person.
It's obviously a person.
Bear costume.
Look at its butt.
They point out that its posture and legs look human and that the fur sags around its hips.
It looks like a bear.
That is right.
But zoo officials say sun bears are slender. They're not like grizzlies.
He's talking.
It's the weird slouchy shoulders.
A human in a fursuit wouldn't last more than a few minutes on a hot summer day.
I don't like this angle. Collapsing. Now, Didn't I send you a clip with a different angle?
That's not what I've seen. Because when he sits, you can tell he's a real bear from the front where he's waving.
There you go. See, classic bear right there.
Can
we? I think that's a bear. Can I ask you guys? Does that bear look blue or black to you? Because it looks blue to me. It's like that dress.
It looks. Oh. It's a gold.
It's gold. Looks gold to you.
The front angle when he's waving, it looks like the Jungle Cruise animals.
I saw a video of a guy who in Japan who paid the equivalent of $14,000 to have a dog costume made for himself that made him look like a collie so he could wear it and then crawl around, be taken around on a leash and live out his fantasy of being a dog.
It's a good week for humans and costumes.
Yeah, it's a good week to try another species out.
What do you guys think?
I think it's a bear. I mean, once he got down, I think once he sat down or started walking around.
I like that it's like the idea of this news story, like, that even the anchors are debating it, but it's like it is a bear. Yeah. It just does look like a human.
I like one of the anchors at one point shouted, "It's talking," which wasn't, you couldn't even hear it. It was like she got so into it.
It's so funny that they like should, especially nowadays with like truth, that it should be the way that they contextualize it is totally wrong on the news. The Today Show shouldn't be nobody should be saying it's talking.
right, exactly. So misinformation.
It sort of
starts.
Looks like it's talking, and I can understand how people would think that, but it's a bear.
Next up on Hard Talk, we've got some controversial video that we're going to have our pundits discuss after we watch it. Now, this is making the way around on X and all the other social media platforms. It is, of course, the cat that sounds like a guy saying hello. Now, we've got the footage right here. We've got the cat, and some people contend that it's simply a meow that is sounds like hello, and other people think that this cat has gained the ability to become have the gift of speech, or is a person in a cat costume. So let's take a listen to that right now.
Say hello.
Pretty clearly sounds like hello. Let's hear that again.
Say hello.
All right. Let's go around the horn. What are your thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, first I'd like to say that there is a human there saying, say hello, but I that's after the cat clearly says hello.
So you're saying that the cat started the conversation.
Yeah. And, okay. and then you hear that. Can we play it again?
Say hello.
I think there's two cats there. One saying, say hello, and then the other cat says, hello, clearly.
Interesting theory. So you're saying off camera there's another cat, because some people have contended that the way that the camera shake would indicate that another cat was holding the camera.
Yeah,
filming clearly. His friend.
Clearly.
And having him, and they were starting a conversation.
Well, they're proving that cats can talk. Absolutely. We're like, let's film this. All right. One cat says, say hello, and the other cat, the ugly cat, says hello.
I can't just sit on the sidelines and let you hear you guys talk about it like this. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. And secondly, obviously, the big story is being missed here. Some sort of wizard or a warlock being has put a human soul into this cat off camera. There might be footage of that somewhere, and has some sort of penance for something that this human has done wrong, has made it that the only word that this human can say is hello in the cat's body.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because
pure religion bunk. This is science. These are cats that have evolved to saying hello, and they're like, we're ready to let humans know.
Possibly in support of Mr. Johnson's position there, we do have a footage of a kids' entertainment professional who goes by the name of Merlano. He's at a party, and as you can see in this footage, he does some kind of spell where a big poof happens at the end. So just run that real fast right there, a big explosion, all the kids gasped. Very possibly, he was setting a spell that would instigate the power of cats having speech, and this is this has been submitted on Reddit and another number of other.
And if you listen closely, you can hear him saying some sort of warlock or wizard words, some sort of abracadabra.
Yeah,
and what he's doing there is he's imbuing this cat with the soul of a human, and for something that he's done wrong in the past, he can only say hello.
If you back up that footage just a bit, do it a bit, there you go. Right. And you see Merlano, that's just a cat. That's just a cat pretending to be a wizard.
I'm sorry, can you focus on the video there? There's a young Italian boy.
Oh, yes. Saying, look how cute he is. He's so cute.
Cute little boy.
Look at him. He's like waving hello boy. at the.
Is that a wave or a heil?
It doesn't matter. It's just so adorable. I want to see more of that for sure.
I love to see more of that.
So cute. Well, so thus far, we haven't identified the possibility that this is a very small person or two small people who have acquired a cat costume. And that we're all being tricked, that this is just wasting what some people have said, wasting valuable news and issue time on television. But I disagree.
They're wasting time on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. She did a whole hour saying the cat is just a cat and it's just making a sound that sounds like hello. And it has no idea it sounds. The cat doesn't know it's a greeting. It's just a weird sound coming out of its mouth. Sounds like hello.
It's that's such a singular, like, limited perspective. And when they're reaching their audience and just and you're getting that curated perspective, it really is mind control to me. But I think let's
that's
just go.
One thing we can agree on here. That's one thing.
Absolutely.
I think we can all agree.
Absolutely. That we tell the truth and everyone else is not telling the truth.
Johnson.
Yes.
Is that a tail behind you?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
At first, I thought it was a shadow, but it's a tail waggling to your emotions.
I don't meow what you're talking about.
Okay,
don't meow what I'm talking
you
about.
You just said meow in the middle of that.
Meow, I didn't.
You know this is exactly what I'm talking about. Cats can talk.
Your mustache was not that big and wiry and sticking out on either side of your face as last time I saw you.
I actually have to excuse myself to take a human bathroom break.
Before you go, could we just offer you some frisky treats? Just in case you're interested, just interested. I'll put them on the counter here, right on the table there.
Good God.
There we are.
Let's talk some more about that.
And this is basically the whole plot of Secret Invasion on Marvel right now.
Cat people take it.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know if you're telling the truth or not.
Are you going to see it?
I mean, You can tell me what it is.
I mean, there'll be 2 hours.
It's all about the Skrulls, which can look like humans. Anytime there's a plot, I feel like I'm watching at least 3 shows where there's someone who can look like humans. I think I'm watching a Star Trek show where the same thing is. Mm.
So the whole thing is like the reveals of who is not a human.
Yeah, it becomes kind of boring after a while. But how would you guys find, they don't do the fun stuff of, it's always like, we got to get a blood sample or shine this laser on him or something. It's where it should always be like, the marriage show. I forget what it's called.
The Bachelor?
No, the one where you're married and you prove it's a really old one. Where you prove how much you know about each other.
Oh, the Newlywed Show?
The Newlywed Show.
Newlywed.
It should be a newlywed way of finding out if someone's alien every time.
Yeah. All right, we're going to ask you a series of questions. This is...
You know me, buddy.
No?
We've worked at the Pentagon since we both graduated from West Point.
Listen, Leonard, I don't want to do this. And for sure, I know John here doesn't want to do this either, but there's been a lot of that. You know,
we have to do this, but this is just the rules.
We're being infiltrated. We know
that. I know. I've been working on this project as long as you guys have.
All right. So as you know, we're just going to ask you a series of very simple questions that any human would know. Sure, buddy. All right. When you go to Starbucks, do they have large, small, medium as options? Or
yeah, every coffee shop has large, medium, and small options.
And so if you wanted a large coffee there, what would you order? How would you order that?
I guess with a lot of conviction.
Okay, make a note of that. Make a note of that, John.
Is that what you're going for, buddy?
Sure. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah,
response.
I'd get that large.
Yeah.
I said, give me a large coffee, my friend. Right. Yeah, man. It's cold up here.
Okay.
Let's say you're getting...
Or give me a venti. Depends where we're at. If we're in Italy, I'd say, give me a venti.
Right, but not in the United States.
But wherever, buddy.
Okay, so these are very vague answers.
How's Diane?
Right, if you...
Diane died 2 years ago.
I know. How's her gravesite?
It's still
visit?
Yeah, we've been having some problems with some kids kind of partying around it, so.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I mean, it's so weird they built that frat house, like, right there.
I know. That's why it was cheap. It was much cheaper there. But, I mean, we can't let them be stranded.
But, yeah, okay, so let's...
That's why a lot of humans, you know, you just burn yourself. It's ashes. It's easy to...
I know.
Did you say a lot of humans?
Yeah. A lot of us humans.
I'd say people, but
yeah,
people.
I'd traditionally say people.
I have a question. Let's say let's keep it with food service. Let's say you're hungry for a burger and you want a Whopper of a burger,
a really big one.
You want a Whopper of a burger.
Yeah, you said that, a really big one.
Yeah, but I'm emphasizing the word Whopper. Now, if you wanted a Whopper of a burger, where would you go to get that? And I'm talking about fast food chains.
And he's really setting you up for success here. He's giving you a lot of clues. A lot of clues.
He keeps saying Whopper. Whopper also means a big lie.
Hey, we want to help you out here because you're...
Let's go to a hamburger fast food chain.
Right. Let's give you a choice.
Right.
Let's give you a choice because... All right. But give them like 3 choices.
We're talking about, we could go to Wendy's.
Okay. They got the square ones.
We want you to be a part of this task force.
That's true. People love the square ones.
Okay, so he does know about Wendy's square.
Okay, so we got Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
We have Burger King. We've got McDonald's. And we've got In-N-Out Burger. So let me give you
four options.
I know.
I feel like I'm confused.
Okay.
Let's take a
Wendy's.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I'll take out In-N-Out Burger. That's not it. Well, I could either take out In-N-Out Burger or I could take out McDonald's.
Okay, oh, so wait, I know both of those aren't it.
Not necessarily.
So yeah, we don't know. Maybe I was trying to trick you there. Okay. So we could take out Wendy's. We could take out Burger King. McDonald's.
Hey, when you say Burger King, you really get my face, buddy.
Hey, we want you to be a part of this task force. We just want, you're the smartest one in this group.
And he's being very sincere when he says Burger King. You know how he talks, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. He really is. So which one? Without just,
I'd probably go to this Burger King guy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's one. All right. That's one. Okay. So I didn't see the first one.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. That's
okay. Okay. So here's another question.
How are the kids?
How my kids?
Since Diane died.
Oh, they're good. They're having a hard time, but thank you for asking.
It's yeah.
Really. That's very empathetic, which is not a traditional alien attribute.
Alien, come on, buddy. Let's get this over with so we can get back to work. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're right. Okay.
Your daughter still play basketball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is always good.
Follow me on this one. It is called ball basket. You know that, right?
Yeah. You corrected yourself to something.
And I've never heard before. Basketball?
To a different thing. Basketball. That just sounds weird coming off the tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, we cut to the Saturday where Brian's going to go see his daughter play ball basket, which is this whole new weird sport where people make.
Put the basket on the ball. Yeah. Go. Take the basket out. And put it on the ball.
Go. Nunk it. Nunk it. Put it on. Nunk it.
Sweetie, nunk it down cool.
Nunk it down cool.
Can't hear what
after the game, his daughter didn't get one basket on one ball the entire game.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry.
I feel like I want to give up. Like, no. I don't even. Why not?
Because ball basket is like a growing sport and it's really important.
And you keep saying that, but it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's going to make sense when we go back to our planet.
And scene, humans. This has been a real fun episode. Maybe you don't have to know what makes the zombies to enjoy the journey. That's probably what the writers would say to me. but they do keep me on, guys. I'm a sucker. I wanted to find out what's in those lost silos.
If you've watched for like 11 seasons, they don't care.
If they start a very specific medical procedural show all around that leading up to the development of this thing, are you going to watch that?
That'd be great.
Just like 7 seasons of them just developing this.
It's all about lab work.
It's just the monotony of lab work. An AI could write that.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe an AI listens to my show. I say it's for humans only, but you can't control these AI, Brett.
Oh, man, they're scanning all of our ideas.
Oh, fuck yes. That's how they could do it.
Podcasting?
Not any podcast. My podcast. They download my fucking archive, Brett. That's you could have a funny AI.
You know what you need to do? You need to put in like little audio wave files that the human ear can't detect, but it like makes it so you can't scan it. So
or every other episode is not funny at all.
Oh.
And so it's sort of getting contradicting information. Yeah.
I do that every once in a while.
And I'm always aware it's a very conscious choice. I'm always like, wow, he's really going for it on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta fool the AI. Okay, humans, we're on strikes. We can't be plugging projects, but we can say where we can be found on social media, perhaps. Brian?
I'm mainly on Instagram. I told Twitter to suck it because it's a hate speech festival. So I'm over on Blue Sky. I'm the Brian Husky at whatever their weird handle is. And I never do anything there. Enjoy.
Craig.
Yeah, I'm on. I'm not on Blue Sky yet. I asked, but I haven't. They don't want me yet. I rarely post on anything, but you can just follow me on all the things, and hopefully someday if I have something to talk about, I'll do it.
Okay. That wasn't the most exciting plug.
I'm on Instagram.
He was being very sincere.
I'm
on, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he was being. He was not a phony.
Follow me.
These aren't phonies, Brett. They didn't bring that phony energy that I'm about to bring.
Everybody.
Go to mattbester.com to find out the future of Improv for Humans. Will be coming. Info on that will be coming to mattbester.com very soon. I am on all these platforms, also not doing much. Threads, Blue Sky, Facebook. I never left.
Oh, man.
What else? That's it. I'm on some MySpace. Other ones, but I clearly can't understand them. But I'm on all of them. Keeping Human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.